Earlier this week, the U.S. Air Force website reported a record number of bombs assembled and dropped on ISIS during the past 3 months. Ammo troops, it said, meaning troops that build bombs in an undisclosed location in Southwest Asia, are looking to break new records. Their senior commanders said, quote, in the last 3 months, we have already built over 9 times the amount of munitions that the last rotation did in their entire 6 months, end of quote. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Oakland Congressperson Barbara Lee about when or whether this war will be approved by Congress in accordance with the War Powers Act of 1973.
Barbara Lee, Congress postponed voting on approval of the war against ISIS in Syria and Iraq until after the November elections and Christmas holidays. Do you expect the new Congress to take it up?
I certainly am working for and hope that the new Congress takes it up, because we're in the middle of a war, and whether one agrees or not is not the issue. What we have to do is make sure that the people's house, the voice of the American people, are part of this debate, and the input based on our Constitution requirements are there, and the people of our country deserve democracy to work. It's not working. It's really, I think, a shame and disgrace that members of Congress are ducking their responsibilities.
Do you think Congress could actually stop a war that's been underway now since August 2014, with more bombs being dropped every day?
It's not a question of stopping a war. Some agree that it should happen, some disagreed. I think the issue is our constitutional responsibility to authorize it or not authorize it. That's why myself and others, in, I believe it was August, we wrote to the Speaker that we see this coming. We know what the administration is going to do. They're going to continue to act unilaterally in waging a war that is not authorized. And so that's what we have to focus on, exercising our constitutional responsibility to authorize or not what now is taking place, which is a war.
There seems to be disagreement about whether or not President Obama can claim that this war was authorized by a 2001 and or 2002 congressional resolution.
Well, there is disagreement. You know, I voted against the 2001 authorization because I believe that it was a blank check to use force forever, unless we put an end date, unless we said that this was a very narrowly tailored resolution. And it wasn't. This was a blank check. It set the stage for perpetual war. And in fact, the Congressional Research Service, in a declassified form, which I asked for, has cited over 30 times that that authorization has been used. The legal experts, some say it is okay. That's the legal authorization. And in many ways, I understand that, because it was so broad, it authorized force anywhere in the world against any nation, organization, or individual. But that, again, had to do with the horrific attacks of 9/11. ISIS and what has later developed had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda.
How do you think the Charlie Hebdo massacre will affect the congressional feeling about this?
Well, certainly these were some horrific attacks, and once again, we have to recognize the world is a very dangerous place, and we have to respond in a way that does not create more danger, more terrorism, more hatred, and really try to get to the fundamental causes of what the unfortunate circumstances are that give rise to this type of terrible attack. And that's why Congress needs to fully debate and let the American people know what this country is prepared to do, what the people of this country want us to do, what it's going to cost, and how we're going to really address global peace and security in a broad sense.
Okay, Barbara Lee, thank you for speaking to KPFA.
Sure.